Hip hop's love letter.
Oh, you don't know? With Miss Sarah Irene? Yeah, she playing all the freshest hip hop tracks.
For sure, Miss Sarah Irene keeping me chill, like 93 chill.
She keeps me updated with all the latest hip hop headlines.
She keeps me vibing.
Be sure to tune in to Hip Hop Love Letter, Wednesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Miss Sarah Irene, on Hip Hop's Love Letter. Today is a very special day, ladies and gentlemen. First and foremost, it's another day of living. It's, what is it, March 11th, I believe. And I want to give a quick shout out to my best friend, Katarina. She just turned 22 on Monday. You know, girl, I'm sorry I couldn't make it to your festivities, but you know, I was there in heart. Yeah, I just want to wish you another happy birthday. Also, man, you know, I've been slipping on my, you know, Hip Hop's Love Letter game lately because I haven't been giving you guys themes. So for today's theme is going to be a little special. We're going to have basically a whole playlist dedicated to somebody wanting another person back. Because I know there's a lot of people out there who want, you know, their significant others back. And, you know, basically this playlist is all about that. It's the man wanting the girl back because he realized that, you know, he wasn't doing right all along. And, you know, he wants that great girl that he could probably wife up and whatnot. But, yeah, basically that's going to go on. I got hip-hop headlines for you. I got Dear Love letters, and I also have a very special guest today. Opio from Souls of Mischief and Hieroglyphics should be on his way. So if you guys are interested in staying tuned, please do so, because I will most definitely be hooking you up with some great hip-hop all day, night long from 8 to 10. And yeah, so we're definitely going to start this mix up. Right now, in a couple minutes, my boy Ant One, he's setting up the tables. But, you know, I started off with a little bit of, a little bit of that feeling that I was talking about. How, you know, basically, homeboy just wants homegirl back. I mean, it's all good. No, it's just the homeboy wanting the girl. Homeboy wanting the girl back. All right then. We'll be back.
You could only see one.
Sent you a message, sent you an email. Hasty decisions we made still prevail. Both needed breaks, we both needed to bail. Walking through the corridors of my mind, the hideaways and nooks and things were good times. Memories certainly, yes, they still bind. Still a common man, and yeah, that's for sure. Still a bankroll, and yeah, still couture. But man, this thing that we had was much more. Come back home, don't be out in the world. It's a bad place and no place for a girl. Amongst the scavengers, I found a pretty pearl. It's for the faint of heart who never get enough. Gotta get tough, buckle them up. We call them guts and we we gotta
get enough.
We gotta
get enough.
Today is nice, come on.
I said we get enough.
I said we get enough.
I said we get enough.
Come on, we get enough.
I said we get enough.
Today is right, come on. We gon' get enough.
I said we get enough.
I said we get enough.
Today is nice, come on.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to the Hip Hop Love Letter with Miss Sarah Irene, right here on KSFS, free radio for you all at San Francisco State, where hip hop lives.
What's up?
Yo, I should have played this track on my show.
All right, time out, time out.
93 Till Affinity.
For those who are just tuning in, man, I got some homeboys who, you know, are a pleasure to, like, be in the studio with at the same time. Because, I mean, you guys got to, like, represent the Wednesday, like,
yeah, the Wednesday
lineup.
Block is where it's at.
We got a five-hour block sitting here. If we get Dennis, we're up to seven. and we just had Chance. What's that? 9 hours? You could have 9 hours of radio personality.
Yeah, that's good. I think Wednesday where it's at.
All right, John. You tell them your show and what time you're on and what when we'll have it.
If any of you guys were listening, it's Corruption Wednesday, 5 to 7. You'll find me, Corruption J-Guns. Today was hip-hop. Next week, I'm going to go back to my regular playlist. Got new stuff, electro.
Okay. And Christopher McDougal.
I was just on last Smashed Radio 7 to 8 on Wednesdays.
I think we're all smashed.
And if we were playing the drinking game, we're going to be playing drinking game soon on my show. So you should tune in.
I'll tune into that. I'll be
hey,
always.
Could I be
I'm
a contestant?
Maybe.
Fuck, I might be a contestant too.
I want to have people playing out in the hall, but I'll pass it on.
Beer pong.
All right, and it's your friend the neighborhood radiologist right here on KSFS, the Midnight Interlude, you know. I'm the love doctor, and stay tuned later on tonight for that stone-cold R&B, you know what I'm saying? But right now, it's Miss Sarah Irene. She's on the floor, so stay tuned. Keep a lock on her station, man, because this is where the true hip-hop exists right here. Take it away.
Oh, damn, I'm blushing over here. And we also have my homeboy Dennis and his show.
What's up?
It's my your radio. Boy Danny.
It's your boy Danny. My radio, Wednesdays 3 to 5. Representing the Wednesday block. The bestest.
Wednesday. I think we should have on the KSFS shirts, we should have put on the back Wednesdays where
Wednesdays,
it's at.
Wednesdays, yeah. We should like have custom made Wednesday shirts.
There you go.
I think that's a plan.
That'd
okay,
be pretty bad.
I have a question for all of you gentlemen that are in the building with me.
Yes.
So have you guys ever had a girlfriend that you just wanted back?
No.
No,
actually,
yes.
Time out. You guys got to support my theme over here because it's basically the homeboy wants girl back.
No, because
me and... Go ahead.
If you live that way, you'll never, you know, you'll always be shut, your eyes closed to anything that's your possibilities of meeting someone new. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you're right.
Me and your boy Denny had a debate on this not like 3 hours ago. I said that there's no point in going after something that you're not going to get. And Denny was like, well, why won't you take me back?
Basically, Dennis, you're over here, you're all upset.
No, it was not. It was just like, you know, you in a relationship, they're complicated, and sometimes you just, it's harder to move away from some that no longer exist, you know?
Yeah, that's deep.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you say that again?
Makeups and breakups. Who's that song? Is that
that's a and that's a Method Man song too.
But you know what? See, back in the day, now I'm telling you, baby. Back in the day, I'm gonna have to say it like this. I was a fool, you know. And it was this ex girlfriend of mine who I pretend like she was the one for me, but I knew deep down inside this woman was nothing but a skank, you know. No disrespect to women, you know, and I'm not putting their name on blast, you know.
Of course.
We can feel you.
I'm just saying,
you
know, we can feel the exclamation mark here, you know what I'm saying? But man, if I was like wise back in the day, I would say hell no. That's for sure now. But I learned a lot from that relationship, that's for sure.
Well, that's good. All right, I guess you guys totally just killed my whole. There you go, Chris, breaking microphones.
Mics, microphone shit.
No. It's just the theme of the week. It's just somebody
well,
wants.
Like, to... Since like I'm the only one that's kind of admitting to this, I don't know why. I'm sure everyone in this room at some point in their lives. Like, kind of had a struggle.
I'm pretty sure they have too.
You guys are just too shameful to admit it. Like,
you guys are just hella.
No. We're not saying we haven't. We're just saying that we're over it.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to get at, is that you have. So bring that emotion out and express that emotion. You guys just can't just play my, like, whole theme.
I buried it.
She dumped you for a reason. I mean.
You know what, man? See, it all... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry now.
I'm just saying, like, if you could get your girl back, like, if this was the girl for you, like, I'm serious, like, if this was the girl for you, would you want her, yes or no?
Ooh,
And would you want her back? That's just the whole deal.
Yes.
Yes, but
no.
Yes, that's the answer.
No, because I want to be the person I am right now. I learned from that lesson.
Okay.
I'm not going to exchange that for
anything
in the world.
I mean, ask your parents. Ask your parents or anyone you know who's been married for a very long time. Ask them if they've ever broken up, you know? Yeah. I don't think they have. I don't think these couples who break up and get back together like 15 times are really going to make it. But I don't know. That's just me.
Okay, well...
Yeah, I think what you're trying to get at is this. Like, if you really want something, if it doesn't work out the first time, it's something that you want to fight for, you know?
That's what I'm trying to get at. It's the fighting.
It's the fighting
it.
For it. And if you really want something, you're going to try.
Oh, yeah.
To make it work. And that I think that's what the theme is.
On the next on the relationship that you have now, but never go backwards.
No, it's not. It's not like backwards, like months later. It's just like... Something just didn't. It just recently happened. You're like,
yeah. If it just recently happened,
give me a second chance.
I'm not saying.
Look, you know, let's work this out.
I'm not saying you broke up with homegirl 5 years ago. I'm saying like you just broke up with her like a week ago, and you're like dying.
You're gonna fight for her. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Okay. You guys are opening up a little bit. Damn you, Mr. Heartless is over here, Dr. Evils. Damn you, 808s and Heartbreak. You know what? We're gonna get into the mix because basically, y'all killing my mood over here. I'm trying to get you guys to open up to your little hearts and have you guys, like, get back with your girls over here. And you guys are like, nah. Nah. All right. DJ Ants 1 is going to be on the ones and twos, ladies and gentlemen. It's your girl, Miss Sarah Irene, on Hip Hop's Love Letter. I'm a little bit under the weather, so excuse my little stuffy noseness. But, yeah, we'll be back. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope you guys enjoy the 8 to 10 block Wednesday night hour. Hours. All right, then.
Those wanting money, those the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan but penetration. Unless it smells like sanitation, garbage I turn like doorknobs. Heartthrob never, black and ugly as ever. However, I stay Gucci down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rocks. And my jam knocking your Mitsubishi. Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajos creep me and they teepee. As I lay down laws like Island Coffett. Stop it. If you think you're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friends, Papa hit it, then split it in two. As I flow with the Junior Mafia, I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya, Versace shade watching ya. Once the grin, I'm in game begin. First I talk about how I dress is this and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexuses. The sex is just immaculate. From the back, I get deeper and deeper. Help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you'll be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that.
should love, girl, you didn't know. Still there for me.
Left once again at home. Another night on your own.
Infatuation, yeah, and I know I should have said so, oh, 'cause you gave up your relations, yeah, so that you could have me for your own, ooh, after quite some time, you've gotten restless, babe, said you wanted more from me,
let me talk about it,
I didn't know what just turned away. When you look me in the eyes and said, this is crazy, I shouldn't have to wait.
That's what you told me.
I shouldn't have to wait for you. I shouldn't have to wait for your love. No, no. Baby, save it. I shouldn't have to wait. I shouldn't have to wait for you. I shouldn't have to wait for your love. Couldn't see what I was losing. Said I couldn't stay that night, and it must have been confusing. Yeah, can't imagine what was on your mind when you begin to cry. Ooh, after quite some time, you've got restless, babe. Said you wanted more from me. I didn't know what to do. I just looked away. Turn to me and you said to sit this way. Yeah. I shouldn't have to wait, baby. I shouldn't have to wait for you.
This is true. Ladies, you don't have to wait for that man to man up.
Save it, baby. I shouldn't have to wait. Shouldn't have to wait. Shouldn't have to wait for you.
That's all I could do, mama.
The love I'm sending ain't making it through to your heart.
I hope you hear me.
Pain, since I've lost you, I'm lost too. Nigga feeling like he at the bottom like a horseshoe. Sorry for the trouble that I put you in your heart through. God knows that I do anything for a part two. Or to be praying for the day you come back to me saying that you forgive me. Give me another chance, I'm needing it like a kidney. I don't wanna advance, give me back her hands. Give me back her touch, I don't ask for much.
much, but I fucked up. I know I fucked up. I admit I fucked up, but everybody fuck up. Now this other nigga locked up, telling me and my clique don't give a fuck, cause we from New Orleans. She was from Georgia. She was my down chick. I was a soldier. I was a gangster. She was my shoulder. You were the pistol to my holster. Bang. Forgot about the house, you forgot about the ring. I remember everything, I just wanna hear you sing. I remember the love, right after the fight. You can't tell me you don't remember those nights. And if I would cry, then you would cry twice. To me, you are the brightest star under sunlight. See, take away my title, take away my stripes. You give me back my girl, and you give me back my life. Give me back my girl, and you give me back my life. See, this is just a nightmare, so I blink twice. Open up my eyes, hoping she be in my sight. I remember the time, I wish I could bring it back. What she mean to me is what I mean to rap. What I mean to rap. You know? I see you hiding, mama. But I know you know. I know you do. But I wish you and yours nothing but happiness, shouted. But I hope you haven't forgot about me up in the living room watching SportsCenter. You were cooking dinner. I was such a sinner, but the Lord is a forgiver. You know they say if you pray, then you can get your blessings ordered and delivered. And your boyfriend is not like me. Mind you, even went and got a teardrop like me. I remember we would sit at home all day. You called me butter, I called you babe. My mama asked about you, my partners did too. I know your daughter will be so amazing like you. And I know you probably wish you never met me. And I just wish you never forget me. And let me say, please don't worry about the women I have been with. No engagement can amount to your friendship. And I hope that nigga know we got a queen. And all I could do is dream.
I see you in a lonely place. How could you be so blind? You're still regretting the love you left. Left behind. Oh darling, I've seen you go through your changes, sitting alone each night. Are you expecting to find the love? Love, that's right. Well darling, open your eyes and let me show you the times when you need someone, I will be by your side. I take my chances before they pass me by.
You know you can easily download this podcast on my Hip Hop Love Letter podcast, so make sure you guys do that.
is hard to say. I wanna make sure I go about this in the right way. Cause lately I've been busy a lot, and I know you don't feel appreciated and whatnot. I used to tell you that your hair looked fly, kiss you slow and stare in your eyes. Now I talk real foul and slick, every other sentence is you make me sick. Back in the days I was your number one pick, now your heart's half broken and that's hard to fix. I had to dig deep inside myself, cause I can't see you bouncing with somebody else. It's a long journey back to the place we was, when I was too embarrassed to admit I was in love. And you was my good girl that wouldn't give it up. I can't let her self-destruct.
Baby, smile today, cause I've been imagining always I'm gonna love you better.
So I got a special caller. Caller, hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Hey, I'm doing good. I just wanted to put you on the air because you were just basically saying.
I was calling to say that I like that fade. I like the little transition between, I don't know what song it was, something with Joe to Love You Better by LL Cool J. I was feeling that.
Yeah, the Joe, If I Was Your Man and the LL Cool J.
Yeah, I mean, I love Joe. That's like one of my favorite R&B cats. And then anything Neptune's produced is amazing. So Love You Better was just nice. It was a good transition.
Right? I have a quick question for you. Have you ever wanted your girlfriend or your ex back?
Have I ever wanted my girlfriend or ex back? Yeah, for sure. I mean, right. I think it's typical.
You always want.
Anytime you spend a significant time with somebody else, you're always going to miss them after, like, you break up. Even if it was, like, you broke up for the right reasons.
Yeah.
You're still going to miss that person because it wasn't always all bad, you know?
Exactly. So, if you have someone special out there that you want to just say what's up to, you're more than welcome to do that if you like to.
Oh, no. I'm not going back to any exes anytime soon. So, there's no special shout-outs for me.
All right. Well, hopefully my playlist will enable you to just reflect back on a relationship and just be like, damn, why did I let that girl go?
Well, I mean, I'm focused on a new girl who's actually the host of Hip Hop's Love Letter.
Oh, what's up, girl? Don't put me on blast now. Okay. Oh, I got a phone call. Anyways, all right. Thank you for calling in, caller.
All right.
All right. Just tune in, all right?
Will do.
And come,
have a good one.
Come in if you want because OPO from Hieroglyphics is about to be on here.
All right, cool.
All right, then.
Bye.
All right, then. You guys, everybody, I hope you guys are enjoying the mix. We'll be right back.
Looking back, but 2020 hindsight can't change the facts. Too much pride probably broke the back of the camel, not the haystacks. We were so right together, up on the phone late nights, just talking about whatever. Yeah, that's what couples do. We were together before it was official. Picnics, restaurants, movies, and missing you. It hurts my heart so much. Going these days without your touch, not seeing your smile. Us breaking up, damn, that shit was wild. Going back in time, I changed a few things now, cause you was more important than trips to the mall. I could have passed on shooting ball for a day or two, so instead you chose to pass on me. Since that day, Pooh has been free until you come
you
back.
My life.
Yeah, shit, baby, that's what you're. Hey, yo, I think back to
to the days when I first was pursuing you. It's funny what distance can do to you. It make a nigga reminisce more than usual. Back to the times when we were innocent, when we was young, carefree with crazy benefits, cutting class and skipping work but didn't give a shit. I miss those simple days in a sense. Waking up next to you made all my mornings more intimate. Watching you sleep and breathe in and out, holding you close, relieve any doubts when all my dreams started withering. Inside myself I was living in, selfish as fuck and not being half the man that I should have been. I'm sorry if I ever felt like a waste of time, but now I'm thinking from a longer term state of mind. Tell me your dreams, love, I make a mind. Yo, I ain't fronting, girl, it's you I always stand behind. You take it up, man, up. Reciprocated that.
Stand up.
he wants to get a shout out, so I just gave him a shout out. So what's up to all those Meebo chatters out there? For the night, DJ.
At one. Right on. Sarah Irene, I always love doing this show.
Oh, you know, I love having you, man.
Oh, thank you. This is a fun theme, though. I really love this theme. Even though,
isn't it?
Maybe we're kind of lying earlier, but.
Oh, the guys. Yeah, I know. Those boys were fronting before saying they don't want their exes ever back. I know they do. Know,
sometimes. But that's I was back in the day, though. Like, you know, when, like, you're like a teenager. Yeah, like, you know.
Yeah.
But now you gotta be strong.
Gotta be strong, you know?
Gotta be strong.
I don't want that girl back.
What are you talking about?
Anyway, so we're gonna get into some hip hop headlines. I got some news, upcoming news for you guys. Yeah, so basically, lawsuits erupts over Fergie's Fergalicious. A former member of the NWA has filed a lawsuit against Ruthless Records, claiming that the company has refused to pay royalties after licensing one of his records to Black Eyed Peas members Fergie for the use in her hit hip-hop song Fergalicious. The Arabian Prince, born Kim Nazel, filed a lawsuit on March 9th in the Supreme Court of the state of New York. The lawsuits claim that Tamika Wright, Jerry Heller, and Ruthless Records authorized the use of the composition Supersonic for the use of Fergie's number one record Fergalicious, taking from her sophomore album The Duchess. Around 1986, the Arabian Prince formed NWA with Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, Eazy-E, MC Ren, DJ Yella, and the DOC, while Eazy-E also formed the seminal gangster rap label Ruthless Records. During his time with NWA, the Arabian Prince authorized or co-produced a number of hit records for Ruthless. And in 1999, Ruthless released Supersonic, which he wrote with four other writers, including members of JJ Fad, who performed the original track. According to the lawsuit, Arabian Prince, who owns 20% of the composition, claims that the Ruthless misrepresented that they had authority to license his portion of the composition for use in the new composition Fergalicious. He claims that the unknown, but it's unbiased to him, Ruthless has been collecting royalties for the sales of Fergalicious, which has sold almost 3 million copies and set records for the digital downloads. Additionally, the Arabian Prince claims in lawsuits that despite repeated attempts, Ruthless has yet to compensate him for tracks he produced for NWA. So, man, that's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of upsetting.
It's weird. I see both sides. I mean, I'm a big NWA fan.
I feel it.
But at the same time, you know, like, I mean, in this day and age, you got to make, like, those pop records. I mean, come on, who hasn't done that? But, I mean, you got to pay your dues. I'm pretty sure she could pay it up.
No, I'm pretty sure she could.
I mean, how old is that song, though? You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like...
A couple years old,
so... Again, though, I mean, hey, fan of Arabian Prince. I seen him live a couple times. He's dope, but come on.
All right, so Oprah urges Rihanna to leave Chris Brown.
Ooh, you gotta listen to her. You know when Oprah says it.
I know when Oprah says it. Oprah Winfrey took time recently on her talk show to address the Rihanna/Chris Brown incident in front, urging the Umbrella singer to leave Brown. It makes me sad that the truth is that both Chris Brown and Rihanna, if I were your friend, I'd call and say, give it some time, get yourself some counseling, take care of yourself, and heal yourself first. Love doesn't hurt, and if a man hits you once, he will hit you again. I don't care what his plea is, he will hit you again. Winfrey continued revealing that she would be doing a show that dedicated to the subject of domestic violence. I want to do a show this month dedicated to all the Rihannas of the world. In our country, the statistics is 1 out of 4 women being battered by their boyfriends. Most don't tell because they are afraid that their abusive boyfriends will break up with them. So, damn, that's not cool. But other than that whole, you know, Rihanna and Chris Brown thing, I don't know. I mean, you know my story. I've been, you know, expressing myself for the last couple weeks. So, I mean, it's been done with. I just feel like, you know, they should just...
She's just trying to get her career back, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Like,
I mean, like, I think if she wasn't even famous, she probably would have left the dude already, you know what I'm saying?
But I think so, too. I don't know. Whatever. So, J Dilla's Pete Rock.
Yeah.
To release posthumous Dilla album. I can't pronounce that word.
Yeah, posthumous.
Posthumous.
Or humus, I guess. Yeah, there's no N. I'm sorry. I don't know. I can't read either.
Posthumous. I asked Armand earlier. He's, you know me. Can't pronounce words correctly.
Yeah, shout out to Ma Dukes, man. Ma Dukes.
All right, anyways. Before the renowned hip-hop producer, J Dilla passed away in 2006 due to complications from lupus. He had already recorded a number of unreleased tracks, including music he produced during his stay in the hospital. More than 3 years after his death, Dilla's mother, Maureen Yancey, who is better known as Ma Dukes, along with Dilla's idol and respected hip-hop producer Pete Rock, are planning to release a posthumous project of Dilla's unreleased beats and samples called J Stay Paid late this spring. Executive producer by Ma Dukes will feature music pulled off of Dilla's old floppy disk and DATs, as well as later tracks laid down during Dilla's time spent in the hospital. Mrs. Yancey assures that the project was not rushed, nor was it done haphazardly. This album combines what he did in the beginning of his career and what he did in some of our earlier hospital stays, which was very deep, she explains. This is like the missing links to Dilla's legacy. So, wow. That's... Are you excited about that or what?
I am excited for all this stuff. Actually, yeah, this track I'm playing is the Madlib Beat Conductor tribute to Dilla. Really like this one. I mean, one of the greatest to ever do it.
Yeah, rest in peace, J Dilla. You know, we all miss you out there, man. You're some real hip-hop out there.
I'm telling you, it gets better, too. Like, it's like already been about, like, what, 3 years? 2 years?
Yes,
3 years. Yeah, but, yeah, last February, you know, every February was at, I can't think of the date, but Dilla Day.
Dilla Day, go.
Yeah.
All the bars are cracking for sure. But, yeah, if you guys are down to go to, you know, some events, we got some events coming up, so I'll hit you guys up with those events in a little bit, and we're going to go back into the mix. And then, yeah, I still have the Dear Love Letter segment before we get Opio from Souls of Mischief and Hieroglyphics. So you guys stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Holla.
Yeah, look, the first time I fell in love was a doozy. Every time before, I only ever dealt with a floozy. Then she came through like something out of the movies. All my people used to tell me I'd a lot of the usual. Let shorty seduce me, cause she gentleman juicy. She don't be dealing with no other gentleman, do she? Admit her whole presence was adrenaline boosting. She had the kind of fame that made you draw a conclusion. What a fame, then a brain and the way she be moving. An angel might have came, it's hard to say she was human. She was crazier than Tracy and Susan. Classier than Cassie and Khadijah and Octavia Newman. Lasted whole summer like a vivid illusion. And then came the day I found out I was moving. She was fuming, jumping out of socks and shoes. And took the needle off the record, tried to stop the music and said, look, ooh baby, please don't leave. Wait a minute, because I need your positivity. Hold up, ooh daddy, please don't go. Look, I got to show you why I need you so.
Got somebody, she is a beauty, very special, really and truly.
I've been thinking about you lately. Thoughts take me to when we were close. Addicted to your love, feel I need another dose. I know it's a feeling that should be long gone. Things seem to come up when I hear our song. Golden brown girl, it seems so long since I heard your voice. Where did the king go wrong? Emotions that they linger on. I guess cause I never knew a love so strong. So many hot girls, I need your warm. The taste of your mouth, girl, I need your warm. Good food and love, I need your warm. This here was made before we were born. A dreamer, so I'ma keep dreaming on. It's kinda like the breakup with Jen and Vince Vaughn. No, what you got to what you got is gone. Yeah, I like such and such a lot, but the feeling's not as strong. We were like two birds that were able to fly. I try to pick the right words to say to the sky. Some days I would try but wasn't able to cry. I never been good at saying goodbye. I take a deep breath when the times is hard. When I reminisce over you, my God. I spent many years trying to be the heartthrob. I guess it's only right that I got my heart robbed. The scent of a room that reminds me of you. A hint of perfume that reminds me of you. Take a look at the moon that reminds me of you. Hope the stars and the gods align me and you.
Where you at?
Alright, so we're back. Basically, we have hip-hop love letters to read out to people for the Dear Love Letter segment before we wrap up our first hour and introduce our special guests of today's show. Okay, so Dear Love Letter, there are no words from which I can say the importance you have in my life. It seems like everything has faded and there is no color in the world for me. My love, I know we have been through very hard times and I accept that it was all my fault, but I apologize to you and you all also know that I love you very much. I can't live without you, so baby, please accept my apology and come back to me. I love you very, very much. Anonymous. And somebody sent me that earlier on this week. My second letter of the day is from Kathy, and she writes to her. Basically, she just sent a dear love letter, a love letter. It was just a little note. It said, I see this guy once a week at the same place on campus. I'm thinking it's because we end up getting out of the same area on campus, and I can't explain what it means when I see him. I wish I knew his name. He is just about the only guy I've ever really noticed at State, and because of it, I have been thinking that I need to woman up and say what's up to him. So I know he listens to your show, so if he sees this b-girl around the way, I want him to know. I want him to not be shy either. Hopefully he knows who I'm talking about. Okay, so that was by Kathy from SF State. And I also got a recent message on my MySpace. It said, Dear Love Letter, Miss Irene, when did you fall in love with hip-hop? That's a very personal question. Thank you very much. Actually, I've always been, in love with hip-hop. You know, I had an older brother of mine who, you know, he just always played hip-hop. And, you know, I was a little b-girl back in the day, middle school, and whatnot. But if you're referencing something else...
Hey, what was your crew called?
What was my crew called?
Your b-boy crew. B-girl crew, or whatever.
I didn't have a b-girl crew. I was just called Little Sis.
Oh, sick. Nice.
Because I was a younger sister, and I would always break dance with the older brothers.
So it was like the Hauser style, like early 90s, or was it more getting to what it is right now?
It was more like, I don't really know how to explain it. I just barely knew how to do a six-step and an air swipe. And that's when I started doing popping and locking, so.
Yeah, I always wanted to break dance, but, like, you know, tried every time. Never was really good at it.
No, it's really hard.
So I hit the decks.
All right, so, so I fell in love with hip-hop. You know, I don't really know when I did because I was really, really young at the time. But if you're referencing down to the Brown Sugar movie, when she is asked when she fell in love with hip-hop, I would say I fell in love with hip-hop June 7th, 2004. And he knows who he is, and hopefully he's liking my playlist, because for no reason.
Damn, anyway. You already got the date down?
Yeah, some girls know what's up, know their dates.
And I don't even know, like, when I first started listening to hip-hop. Well, obviously, N.W.A. was probably one of the first ones. Like, rocking, like, Cross Colors and Malcolm X hats was all good. Never rocked the Raider gear, because, you know, it's Frisco.
You know, Cross Colors is what's up. All right, so we're going to get back in the mix, and then we're going to bring OPO up in the studio. All right, you guys. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. We'll be right back. Yeah. Hip Hop's Love Letter from 8 to 10 p.m.
To get a chick to leave, but now I got a number one and baby all I need. All eyes on you when you walk by. Your guy used to pull stunts like the four guy. Come on, all I know you make me feel like $6 million. Star tonight, the type to
all
make
I
every
hear
nigga
is
holler.
Raindrops falling on the rooftop. Ooh, baby, tell me why'd you have to go? This pain I feel it won't go away.
Yeah.
And today I'm officially missing you. Thought that from this heartache
Boss Man.
Pick up the phone, the only one that call a spot is you. Only one that ever withdraw the knot is you. And walk from spring to fall in the hottest shoe. It's just two-way tagging, dating, sitting in the Jag debating whether to go mag to datings. Sometimes relationships get aggravating. Know now it's real, and Jay know how I feel. Cozy, yeah.
I wanna tell y'all about my old lady. Sometimes I think she's really crazy. She blacks out drop of a dime, but she's still my baby. She likes to get into confrontation with me, testing her patience to see how far she can go before I lose my head. Sometimes I love her, sometimes I love her not. She's all I got, although she nags me and complains a lot. I ain't let her go, no, no, no. The next minute she can be sweet as ever, grinning from ear to ear.